We never just celebrate history in general. All our festivals, which are connected with dates in the calendar, we don't celebrate history. We re-experience history. We reconnect to the whole episode, the whole experience. So that's true. For example, if we celebrate Pesach, it's not just celebrating something that took place over 3,300 years ago. We're celebrating it now. We're experiencing it now. We're experiencing personal exodus.
You are listening to the JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
I am Rabbi Levy.
And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, welcome everyone back to another JP episode. You will notice, of course, that Rabbi Levy is not with me today, but for good reason. He is very busy and sort of a little bit kind of on leave for a few days because, thank God, Baruch Hashem, last Thursday, his wife gave birth to twin boys, which means I became a grandfather again, double. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, mother and baby is doing well. And my wife and I, Dina and I, got to see them yesterday. And it's just a miracle. What should we say? I never get my head around when babies are born, how it's a whole person and just sort of where were they, how did this happen kind of thing. With twins, it's just a whole nother level, and it's really a complete miracle from Hashem. Most amazing and most amazing thing, times two. So I'm just going to give a little bit of a brief monologue here today and talk about something to do with the birth of the twins, but also personally connected to something else. This week, today, on Wednesday, that is, it's my Hebrew birthday or my Jewish birthday, or how I like to call it, my real birthday. When I say that, because Jewishly, the Hebrew birthday is a very important day. It's a day that we reconnect to the energy, the power, the holiness that took place on the day we were born, on the day when we were the miracle, when our soul came down to our body. That's what a birthday is. And we have in Judaism, of course, that we never just celebrate history in general. All our festivals, which are connected with dates in the calendar, we don't celebrate history. We re-experience history. We reconnect to the whole episode, the whole experience. So that's true. For example, if we celebrate Pesach, it's not just celebrating something that took place over 3,300 years ago. We're celebrating it now. We're experiencing it now. We're experiencing personal exodus. And the truth is the same thing as every year. And there's this amazing power on the birthday, just as it was on the day we were born. And we re-experience it. We reconnect to the birth, to the freshness, to the purity, to the holiness that took place when we were actually born. So let's just talk about that for a moment, because what happens is when a person is born, we are taught an amazing thing happens. During the 9 months of gestation, pregnancy, the body develops, and simultaneously, we are taught, the soul develops as well. But separately. This is hinted in a Talmudic passage where it says, Ner daluk al rosho, that a pregnant woman who's carrying a baby, there's a flame that is lit upon, like on top of the baby's head. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean a physical flame, though it'd be kind of dangerous, but it means the soul. So the soul is developing at the same time, hovering over the body, hovering over the fetus. And it's developing and evolving at the same time the body is, but they are somewhat disconnected. At the moment of birth, we are taught, the neshama, the soul, begins to enter the body, becomes one with the body. Spiritual and physical merge, soul and body come together. And that's an amazing moment. An amazing moment because really they're two opposites. Soul and body are two opposites. And it's with the power of Hashem, the infinite power of Hashem, that they're able to come together. But also because the body coming, the soul coming into the body represents the whole purpose of what our life in this world is, to bring together the physical and the spiritual, to let the spiritual imbue the physical, to let it come into really, to let it be eternalized by the physical and to elevate the physical. And that begins at birth when our neshama and our body, our neshama and guf, our body and soul start coming together. That's why we are taught in many places that the birthday has tremendous spiritual power. Just to give you an example of one of the sources of this idea, we know in the story of Purim, it says Haman drew lots to pick a day where he was going to annihilate the entire Jewish nation. And it fell out in the month of Adar, the 13th of Adar. And the Midrash says, Samach, he was very happy because he kind of knew some stuff, and he knew that Adar is the month where Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, great tzaddik, the great prophet Moses, died. And he thought, well, that's an unlucky event for the Jewish people. So therefore, that would be a good month to annihilate the Jewish nation. Says the Midrash, what he didn't understand is that not only is it the month when Moshe Rabbeinu died, but it's also the month when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And therefore, the power of his birth, each year, doesn't matter, it was long after Moshe Rabbeinu, but the power of his birth would be okay to overpower the consequences of his death, so to speak. And therefore, we see from there the power of a birthday. That's why we are taught the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's Yahrzeit, was just this past Sunday. The Lubavitcher Rebbe made a big deal, a big campaign out of birthdays, and encouraged people to come together and to do special things on their birthday, like to give extra charity, to pray a little bit extra, to celebrate with others, right? And to do lots of things, to learn a bit extra on the birthday and so on. I think to summarize it, I said this last year, but I want to just repeat it a little bit, remind everyone. I think we're talking about the three G's. One G stands for gladness, happiness, in other words, celebration. A birthday is a time, a Jewish birthday is a time to get together with family and friends and just be thankful that we have another year, we've grown another year. Of course, leading into gratitude, that's the next G, to show true gratitude to the source of all blessings, to Hashem, the God, for bringing us another year, for creating us in the first place, for blessing us in so many different ways. That's part of what we have to do, is recognize the blessings that we have. That's really, really important. And the third G is growth. The Rebbe would encourage people every birthday to take on something for the next year. Another mitzvah, a time to learn more, more kindness, whatever the case may be, but to take a resolution, besides doing all the special things on the birthday, but actually to try and take upon ourselves something that will allow us to grow in another year. Because each year, see, in mysticism and in Judaism, a year, the word year in Hebrew is shana. Shana actually means to repeat itself. Because in a way, the year is a cycle and it repeats itself, but like spirally. So it puts itself on a higher level. That's why each year when we begin our own personal cycle from our birthday, the idea is to try and climb, try and grow. And that's why we are glad, we celebrate, we show gratitude, but we also have to grow. And that's why we have to grow, and we have to really make the birthday meaningful in that way. So I just wanted to share that with you and to remind everyone, also to tell you that it's really important to know your Jewish birthday. And if you don't know it, let me know, because I can easily work it out for you. And when you have your next birthday, real birthday, Jewish birthday, try and mark it in some way. Try and sort of just make it meaningful in some way. And may God bring all the blessings upon us and upon you and your families. Apparently, birthday is a time of blessing. Therefore, I want to bless each one with happiness and success in their own lives and their families and so on. And let's hope for only simchas and only good things. And hopefully we'll get Roa Levi back sometime, maybe next week. We'll see how we go. And we'll be back. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.